More than 500 middle and high school girls descended on the University of Wyoming campus this week to learn more about STEM careers. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. The young women attended workshops throughout the day where they learned more about different fields. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard brings us this audio postcard of the day's events.
At the Women in STEM Conference, middle and high school girls get to pick three workshops to attend in fields like animal husbandry, chemistry, and robotics. There are 25 options to choose from. Holly Ramseer is a senior in chemical engineering at UW and is helping out today. She says the conference is all about getting your feet wet and seeing what you like.
It's really nice to have so many other girls there with you, so it's not just like you feel like a minority at all. And I think junior high is a really good age to hit them to see, you know, you really can do it and you don't have to, you know, go into something that's not science just simply because you are a girl.
On the way to the second workshop, two girls bob down the sidewalk arm in arm.
Jenna Kaufman. I'm in eighth grade and I go to Lingua Fort Laramie.
Bailey Dagan. I'm in seventh grade and I go to Torrington Middle School.
Jenna's first workshop of the day was in microscopy.
We just got to look at a cool thing through the microscope.
I went to the Teton Raptor Center place, and we got to learn about like how they care for their birds there.
In that workshop, senior avian educator Becky Collier shows how the Teton Raptor Center rehabilitates and trains its birds.
And she's got her baby colors, which are kind of speckly, and that's what helps her camouflage into her nest. What do you see on her leg? She's got a little band on her leg.
During the lunch hour, there are booths around the union representing different organizations so that professionals can demonstrate some of what they do. The National Weather Service has a table set up with whirring machines.
My name is Kate Katsakis. I'm a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Cheyenne. So right here, what we have is our Van de Graaff. Basically, this is to simulate a lightning bolt. But what it does, you have this belt that rotates inside of it, and this ball on the top, which generates a charge. So when you touch it, or you touch it with our wand, you get an electrical discharge. So that way it simulates the same type of reaction you get with a lightning in the atmosphere.
Sparks are flying. Can I shock you?
Yeah.
That's all. My hand is sparking.
After lunch, it's on to the last workshop. In one, members of the U.S. Geological Survey are teaching about groundwater and impermeable layers with ice cream floats. Sprite and ice represent clean groundwater. Orange soda is pollution. And the ice cream is supposed to keep the two apart, an impermeable layer. Erin Joannis is a middle schooler from Cheyenne. After finishing her ice cream float, she admits she wasn't sold on science at the beginning of the day.
I wasn't really super interested in science, so I thought it was going to be kind of like something boring when I came, like science class where you sit and read out of like textbooks. But no, I turned a penny into gold, and I got to go and look at planets, and it was pretty fun.
Women are still underrepresented in STEM fields nationwide, especially in computer science, engineering, and physics, where they make up less than 20% of undergraduates earning degrees. Sarah Davis is one of the USGS presenters leading the ice cream float workshop. She says even though she works for the Geological Survey now, she wasn't that interested in science at their age either.
It would have been very cool to come to something like this just to see what different aspects of science there are, because it's such a broad category, I guess, is not the right word, but yeah, there's so many different things to see. Like, I don't know, it's really cool that they can bring so much together and they can take so much home from it.
And the hope is one day they'll be back studying and working in STEM. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caroline Ballard.